Good day, everybody. Brian here on September 28th. In this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over these studies that I think are the best performers that are fairly consistent. These are universal studies as well. This is for MotoWave, the current version of MotoWave at the time of recording. So let's jump at it. So I created a list of studies based upon the different sections within the study pull-down menu. Some of these are pretty good. What I'm looking for is primarily anything that does not lag, not that noisy, and really dependable and reliable. So let me show you some of them, and some of them are not too bad. I'm going to show you the top ones that I've seen. This is a new one that they've added called Swing Point that I'm going to talk about. And let me show you that. So here is MotoWave. And what we're working with is XBT or Bitcoin. I'm going to do it on an hourly basis. So as I said, that one that I just called, found under Overlay, okay, and then called Swing Point. So let's look at that. So study, and then look for Overlay right here, and then we have Swing Point right here. So we have our usual suspects. What I really look for are studies that have markers, because the markers can be used as your entry and sell signal. So here we go. This one, I can't remember, this does not look like the one that I was looking at. Let me do a one day. Or maybe it's good for lower frequencies. Or maybe it's not what I'm thinking. It doesn't matter. All right, so that's probably one of the better ones. This one really piqued my interest was Zigzag. So a lot of people like these kind of strategies. Let me get rid of this. This is a new feature as well within the latest of MotoWave, with that little wheel cog. You can just click there. It's much easier to work with. So again, overlay, and again we're looking for Zigzag. This one right here. Now, in here, all this really does is just generates a number on each reversal point. You can see here, not sure how to interpret it, but based upon price. So right now I'm just gonna go okay, that's what it says. So again, as I mentioned, press that cogwheel, in this case delete. Also show on the next slide. Now this is a study, the volume profile. Somebody that I know has been a customer of mine said the volume imprint is probably the most impressive study to work from, to reverse engineer from. So we'll look at these two. The simpler one, actually, let me just see. Okay, let me just see the volume imprint. So again, that's under overlay. So this just helps you. Now, in here, this might be the simpler one, actually. So here we have our different POC line, and we can see our bid and color price as well. And let me just show you that. So here's probably what you see among many popular platforms. So here is the highest volume. And you can do this on a daily basis, which is nice. You can do it, as I said, all the way up to or down to 1 minute. So that's a pretty good little. If you go under all settings, this is the volume profile. So that's a simpler one. So let me show you the more complicated one. You'll see the amount of options you have. So that's a simple one. I'll just show you the volume profile, but this is I'm looking for is the imprint. So that's volume profile, what I just showed you. So here's the volume imprint, and look at the amount of data to choose from. It's absolutely mind-numbing, and as this guy said, it's really good to be able to choose and role model if you're doing your coding strategies, custom strategies, or modifying them. This is a very powerful with all these different options. So I'm just going to go with the default, and see all those numbers there. Let me just try 1 minute. Again, it's just a lot of detail I'm not going to get into. A lot of it, I could probably sit here and pretend I know all this about it, but to be truthful, I'm not going to worry about it. All right, so those are some useful studies so far. We've looked at swing point. Now, in here, I'm not going to go through all of them. This one here, though, of all the moving averages, this also looks to be a popular one, the Hall moving average, which looks good. This one is one of the best ones out there. So this is under John Ehlers, MAMA. Let me just show you that. John Ehlers right here, and then MAMA. Really good indicator. So under here we have our markers. So I think it's the first time I'm showing you this. Now this is done in a reliable way. I think we got too many. Let me just do this again. Okay, no. All right, let me put it down to 1 hour. So in here, I'll pull up that MAMA again. Under John Ehlers, MAMA. And again, just go with the default here, the up and down markers that you could use. Yeah, you can see it right here. Majority of the time it works. We have a buy, sell, buy. I'm sure there's a sell in here somewhere. Here, right here, here. So it kind of works. Here, here. This is where it gets dicey. What you don't want is you want to take a study with a marker, gives you an entry in your cells down here. Obviously you don't want that, so somehow it's able to cut the trade before it really dips. It's the one thing I like about it. I think we have a marker in here and here for the exit, here for the entry exit, I think. So overall it's a pretty good indicator, really good for getting out when things get too much. As you can see here, yeah, you gotta be very careful. See right here, we have an entry, exit, and then before that big crash on the 18th here. So that's pretty good. Another one that I do like study-wise is the reverse MACD. So let me just pull that up. I'll search for it. So we're looking for reversed MACD or reversing MACD. This one's pretty good too. Again, you can tweak all you want. Right now, all we care about are these up and down markers. So here, oops. I gotta make sure we get, okay, I'm gonna have to get rid of this one. Delete. Okay, let me just start again. Delete that one as well. And we gotta get rid of that one. Okay, there we go, blank. All right, so we're doing the MAMA, or sorry, reversing MACD. Again, all of the parameters here for now, just for testing. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna get out. I don't know why that's doing that. It's probably my settings for that coin. I'm gonna pull up Ethereum, and we'll show you that coin. That study called reversing MACD. Okay, so here we go with the default. This is part of the indicator. So at the end of the day, one of the reasons I like it is because, like, if you look right here, very similar to the other one, the MAMA, it cuts off the trading before it goes into a decline here. Does not take it. It does get challenged quite a bit in the when it goes flat, but still it can do quite well. So we have the most recent buy here or entry, and probably a sell will come along. So you're making a little bit of money here, not a lot. Now the question is, what time frame do we set this at? So we have here another entry, exit, entry, exit, another one here. So it's not too bad. So as I said, we got to figure out what the best time frames are. Here to here, that's looking good. From here to here, it's okay. So looking at this outside of here, where it gets really noisy, we got two false positives. That's not too bad here. So it's fairly minimal. I do like this capability where it does prevent the position to go negative because of the rapid decline here. So that's good. I just like the behavior of this. It's very few false positives. And it's not that noisy as compared to other studies. So either one, the MAMA, but this one might be a better one, the reverse MACD, just so you know. And I find that pretty good. So let me show you where to go if you like this sort of stuff. We have two options right now. I would take advantage of both. Is to first go to quantlabs.net and go to contact, stay on our mailing list, or get on our newsletter list. You'll get some PDFs while you sign up. It's all free, of course. And lastly, let me show you our chat server where I put a lot of my private research and stuff. It's easier to do it on there. So as I said here, you just fill in your info. It'll be kept quiet. Will get released confidential here at quantlabs.net/contact. Now, as I said, with the chat server, let's see here, I'm going to put in a fake name, and there we go, okay, I'll put myself in there, my little avatar. And then here we go. There you go. You're all in. And there I am. And you can talk to me privately. There's no logging. Everything's kept confidential. So you don't have to worry about any of that. Plus, we have free signals, free news. That really impacts the trading as well. So we'll leave it at that. This, of course, includes the Hamster Crypto Trader and whatnot. We shall leave it at that. Again, the reason I'm doing this study business in MotoWave is to decide which is the best strategy or study, turn into a strategy into working code for automated trades. And then from there, we're able to just open a chat, a chart, which I did yesterday, and then let it automatically trade only on winners when the coins are moving. Even if I leave the chart open prematurely, it should be okay. But obviously, if it starts to decline or crash, you want to close it up, take your profit, and look for the next batch, which I've been doing today for some coins. And that, of course, includes this one, OMG, Matic, which has now gone into a decline. But if I was to show you, we said 1 hour. Let's see how that reversing MACD would look on this particular coin. So you can see here on that rise right there, you would have gotten, okay, so that's at 7, hang on here. Okay, so roughly you would be around 7 on the open, 838, and if you were to get out of that profit, you would have been up 923. So you'd have made a little bit of money as well. You can see here we've just got a recent entry there. So we're just waiting on that sell. So I probably would have opened up the chart. It was last night actually, so in around here, so we would have taken an entry just thereafter. And again, this is in a really steep declining market, or was. Let's just see how it's doing now. Yeah, it was doing really bad, but it's gone positive now, so that's pretty good. What do I keep doing this to myself, I apologize. Back to OMG, this is the only, from last night where the market was declining. Sorry about that. So here, we did it 24 hours. So it said you had been around 772, the price, to about here, which would have been 772, $9. So you would add about, let's say, a dollar. And then here, you could see that entry here. So we'd be in around 904. And we would have exited somewhere and just let this thing run with open positions with live money. You should do okay, but in an incredibly negative market, yeah, you would have gotten clobbered. Anyways, I'll just leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a